This week's passage of the Intelligence Reform Bill was almost derailed by a fight over granting driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Citing national security concerns, several House Republicans demanded that the bill ban the practice. In the end, the ban didn't make it into the legislation, but members have vowed to keep up the fight to tighten licensing rules. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, it's an issue that states have been grappling with for more than a decade.
Last year alone, dozens of bills regarding illegal immigrants and driver's licenses were introduced in more than 20 state houses across the country. Right now, most states do not allow illegal immigrants to get a driver's license, but Utah is one of the 11 in the country that does.
Have you had a Utah ID before?
Sir?
Illegal immigrants have been able to get a driver's license here for the past 4 years. At this state office on Salt Lake City's west side, Juan Luis struggles to fill out the form.
Do you have ID on you?
He says he used to live in Nevada, but there he couldn't get a driver's license, and without driving legally, couldn't get a good job. Here in Utah, he's better off.
Puedo manejar y puedo tener una identificación.
He says he can now drive legally without breaking state laws. For many state legislators like David Ure, who authored Utah's driver's license bill, the debate boils down to the practical versus the political. The Republican dairy farmer says for him, public safety comes first.
They're not going to stop driving. They're driving anyway. And when they get a driver's license in Utah, at least they have to go through some kind of a course and can go down the highway without being totally reckless to the other citizens on the road.
He says in the 4 years since the bill passed, 12% more people in Utah carry auto insurance. And illegal immigrants now have better cars and don't flee from accidents as often. But in neighboring California, more than 2 million illegal immigrants drive without a license, according to the Insurance Information Network. And in the inner cities, as many as 75% of drivers don't have insurance. Waiting for day work on an L.A. street corner, several immigrants say they frequently drive without a license.
Okay, en cierta manera somos usados y en cierta manera no nos quieren aceptar.
This 37-year-old father of two says he doesn't understand why he can get a job in California but not a driver's license. The insurance industry and other business groups have joined with immigrant rights advocates in pressuring California's governor to grant illegal immigrants licenses. But for now, Arnold Schwarzenegger says he'll wait for federal guidance. Trying to give that guidance, House Judiciary Chair James Sensenbrenner says Congress must ban ad hoc state-by-state legislation, which he says threatens Homeland Security. Speaking on CNN, he blames short-sighted legislators for stripping the vital immigration reforms from the intelligence bill.
Because they were unwilling to stand up to the illegal aliens lobby. Denying illegal aliens driver's licenses is the right thing to do.
Advocates for tighter immigration control say with states passing laws that enable illegal immigrants to get IDs, drive cars, and open bank accounts, people will just keep coming. Marty Dinnerstein, a fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, says Congress must pass the federal ban.
What it would do is help reverse a trend of accommodating illegal immigration. We have adopted a policy, an unspoken policy, of accommodating them.
But many state officials, like Utah Republican David Ure, says it's ludicrous to think that if you take away licenses, the immigrants will go home.
It's not going to happen. Most of them just want a better life. Do I agree with the way they got here? No, I do not. But they're here, and they're not going to go away.
Sensenbrenner and other House Republicans who voted against the intelligence reform bill say they will reintroduce the federal ban on illegal immigrant driver's license when Congress reconvenes in January. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.